It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Meenakshi Srinivasan has led the city's Landmarks Preservation Commission since 2014. And on June 1st, she plans to step down, bringing to a close a 28-year history in city government. In her time leading the Preservation Commission, there have been some major changes in how the city is built and shaped, and some of it not always popular with preservationists. Joining us now is Commissioner Srinivasan in our studio. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Richard. I'm happy to be here.
So when you started leading the commission, the city faced a series of backlog of sites and buildings seeking landmark status. Now there's a little backlog. How did you do it all?
It was a complicated process, but we engaged in what I believe is a very robust and public way of determining how to prioritize the backlog of properties. And so it was required us to really go back and evaluate these properties again. We had a series of public hearings, which allowed us to take testimony. We also did additional outreach and research. And as a result of that, we were able to prioritize which designations should move forward. So it took us about 18 months, but it covered a backlog of close to 50 years. And as a result of that, we were able to designate 26 properties in all five boroughs.
Now, the job of the commission is to preserve, but right now, you know, the city's in this major building boom. How do you kind of balance the kind of preservation of New York City and its history and the character with the needs to satisfy the market for apartments and housing?
Well, you know, one of the things that I've really liked about being the chair of the commission and working under this administration is that with the help of the administration, we really tried to integrate preservation into the planning process. And I think previous administrations, they were separate. My background is in urban planning, and so I think it's really important to do that. And as a New Yorker, I understand that the city should evolve and grow, but the preservation of our unique buildings and our heritage is really vitally important. And in fact, that's what makes a city so dynamic. So we've done initiatives where we have looked at preservation at the same time that other agencies, Department of City Planning, has been looking at major zoning changes. So one of them is East Midtown, which you may have heard
right
of.
Right around Grand Central, right?
Exactly, right around Grand Central, where preservation became a critical part of the package. And so as a result of that, we designated 12 buildings, and I think they're all just, like, wonderful. And really, that preservation agenda, along with planning, will ensure that Grand Central will just remain like an amazing district.
Now, as you prepare to leave, the commission is considering changing some of its own rules, and many preservationists are unhappy, saying you're going to make it easier for the developers to push through projects with less public review. How do you respond to that?
Well, it's sort of interesting. I think that perhaps people have sort of misunderstood what the rules are really about. First of all, the rules are essentially about it being good for preservation. And it does this because the rules really sort of kind of decide or sort of set out the guidelines for work that can be approved by staff versus work that can be done by the commission. And its intent is to create a much more streamlined, efficient, and cost-effective process for types of work that people do every day. So we're not talking about big controversial projects. We're talking about very simple type work that now comes before the commission. Think about barrier-free access, energy efficiency, sustainable measures, storefront windows, replacement of windows, repair work. So the scope of things that we're looking at are things that could easily be done at staff level. We think the whole package is important because it will allow first of all, ease and compliance with the law. And second, I think it will really garner support for future designations. We as an agency intend and want to continue to designate properties. Our responsibility after that is to regulate these properties. And so this initiative is really to balance both.
We can talk about one that's up for consideration now. It's the Coney Island Boardwalk.
Yes.
And just as the Parks Department is considering replacing its wooden planks with concrete or plastic, will it become a landmark? And what will happen to the boardwalk?
The Coney Island Boardwalk is just, it's like one of the one of my favorites. And we've been thinking about this for several years now. And I think all of us can agree that it is an incredibly special place in New York City and in the world, and really much beloved, and has is so much a part of our history, our pop culture, our sort of just our own being. So recently, which was this past week, we had a public hearing, and we're hoping to, and I'm confident, we'll move it towards decision in the later part of May, or actually middle of May. The interesting thing about Coney Island Boardwalk, and again, it's something that I've really wanted to do, which is to really shine a light on cultural and social history. And so the reality is the boardwalk has changed over time. It was built in the 1920s, and it was reconfigured, expanded all the way to the 1940s. The material in the boardwalk has changed over time as well. And so those were things that previous chairs may have sort of said that, well, maybe this shouldn't be considered a landmark. But when we sort of delved into its social and cultural history, and one of the most important points is that it really changed how we treat the waterfront and our coastal areas that were previously privatized. And Coney Island Boardwalk and Coney Island as a seaside town has been around since, you know, 1820s. But in the 20th century, it shifted really the paradigm and made it public, and it became the People's Park. And you have everyone from all New Yorkers from every area, you know, country, the melting pot, they come here, and also internationally. So its cultural history and what it says about New York is in some ways rises above perhaps the physicality of it. At least the sort of bricks and mortar of it. And so what we think is that even though changes have happened, it should be designated, it should be celebrated, and people all over the world should recognize it as our landmark.
And what challenges will the next Landmarks Commissioner face, and what skills do they need for the job? I'm assuming history, urban planning like yourself?
You know, it's very interesting. I think different chairs bring different experience to the table. Landmarks, it's a complicated word. People are very, very passionate about it, and everybody has an opinion. I think that's kind of a challenge for any chair. We have incredible staff. Our staff really has the expertise to guide the commission, and I think they're an asset to the commission, but to any new chair as well. And they're the backbone. They know everything about preservation practice. They're researchers, they're scholarship. They have the legal minds, and they're practitioners. So it's really, it's all of us together, I think, will allow this commission to just function wonderfully after I leave.
Can we ask what's next for you?
Well, you know, Landmarks has lost 4 years, but before that, my background's really in urban planning, and I'm really a zoning wonk. And so I was at the Department of City Planning and then at the Board of Standards and Appeals, and I'm a planner, and I would like to go back to that. So this is an emotional moment for me to leave government after just close to 30 years of just incredible experience and meeting just wonderful people who have become friends and colleagues. But I'm excited about moving to my next chapter, and I'm transitioning to the private sector. In the summer, I'm planning to work with New York Law School and their Center for City Law, which is an amazing, really, it's a amazing hub. I plan to work with the dean and the founder of the center and thinking about a curriculum.
Meenakshi Srinivasan has served as the commissioner of the city's Landmarks Preservation Commission since 2014 and is stepping down in June. Commissioner, good luck, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.